Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 11 of Jesus Revealed. We are in season 3, and we are looking at Jesus across Scripture and how all of Scripture testifies, in fact, about Jesus Christ. So today we are, as I've said, in day 11, and we will be looking at the book of Ezra as well as the book of Nehemiah. They've got a very close relationship, but to guide us through these two books, we've got Pastor Cheryl, who's with us for the second year today.
That's Pastor Cheryl, correct.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Minister Zinkley. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's good to have you again, Pastor Cheryl. Thank you so much. So we are looking at the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah under the title, Jesus Christ is our faithful scribe and the builder of broken down walls. Now, that is a powerful mouthful, but Pastor Cheryl, maybe before we get into the actual subject and the title that we have, maybe if we can just understand the background of Ezra and Nehemiah and what's taking place there and how it just fits into to the rest of the Bible.
Okay, sure. Thank you for that. Okay, between Ezra and Nehemiah, there's two kinds of walls that they were building. Ezra was building the spiritual wall of life, and Nehemiah represents the physical wall. Yeah. Okay. At the time, the people of Israel went into exile and they were in the city of Babylon. Okay. They had been in exile because the temple had been destroyed and the city was in ruins. Yeah. So I'm just going to give you a background of Nehemiah and of Ezra.
Yes, please.
Okay. For 70 years, they lived far from their place of worship. Okay. And they longed for God's promise of restoration. At that time, they were under the king of Persia, which was King Cyrus. And the first group of exiles returned back to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Okay, they returned back because they longed for a place of worship. And that's when they started to rebuild the altars. They started to rebuild the temple of God. And after much struggle and opposition that they faced, they completed the temple.
Yeah.
But in their hearts, worship was not completely restored because they still felt in their hearts that they were far away from God. And what they needed was a spiritual renewal and complete repentance.
Yeah.
Okay. Years later, God raised up Ezra. Ezra was a skilled scribe, a devout, and he was devoted to the law of Moses. Ezra's mission was not about stones, but his mission and his mandate was souls, was to win souls. Ezra's heart was set on studying the word of God, obeying the word of God, and teaching the law of Moses.
Yeah.
That was embedded in his heart. When he discovered that many of the Israelites had compromised their beliefs and they went and married from other nations, that compromised their covenantal rights with God. And this really disappointed our Lord. Okay? Ezra was then completely devastated. He went before God and he tore his clothes, he bowed down, he wept before God, and he prayed on behalf of the people. And when the people saw this, they in turn came and repented before God, and they repented for their sins. So Ezra built a community of faith. He was there for the people, and he wanted to restore, bring about true restoration through the living word of God. Okay. As Ezra was doing this, the city walls were also very vulnerable in Jerusalem, and that is when Nehemiah comes in. Okay. So Nehemiah is a builder and a constructor of the city walls. Okay. So when he came in, the walls were completely broken down. Its gates were burned. And without the walls, the people were exposed to the enemies. They were vulnerable. They lost their dignity. They lost their respect. And they had no covering. And at this particular moment, that is when Nehemiah steps in. He steps in to come and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And in rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, he restored the people's dignity back. He restored their faith in God. He gave them a covering. Okay. And rebuilding the walls meant rebuilding their faith.
Sure.
So that is the parallel between Ezra and Nehemiah.
Yeah.
Ezra was a rebuilder of God's people in their faith.
Yeah.
And that was the spiritual wall. And Nehemiah was the rebuilder of the physical wall, where he brought about the covering and restored the people's dignity back.
Yeah. Sure. That's really helpful, Pastor Cheryl. And I think that was such a good introduction, because what you've also done is just show us how the importance, the roles that both Ezra and Nehemiah played in the broader rebuilding project that was happening. I think when I look then at Ezra as well, he was a scribe. So he chronicled a lot. And as you said, he was also very well versed with God's law. And I'm just curious to understand then, what was Ezra's role as that scribe and the person that almost brought back or reinvigorated people's souls, and how it connects to Jesus Christ as what we call maybe this faithful scribe, and why is that particular bit important then for believers, for Jesus to be that type of role as a faithful scribe?
Okay.
Yeah.
So Ezra's mandate was to reinstitute the law of God, okay, because the law of God was far away from the people's heart. And Ezra, as we all know, was a skilled scribe. He was devoted to God's law and to the law of Moses.
Yeah.
Okay, Ezra's heart burned with a deep desire to see God's people not only living in the land, but living in obedience to the word of God. Okay, and following the commandments. Ezra led a second group of exiles from Babylon back into Jerusalem, where he carried out with him authority to enforce the law of God. Ezra's journey was marked by continual prayer. He fasted. He trusted in God. His belief was solely on God. Nothing else mattered but his reliance on God. He refused even military protection. That's how deep and embedded his faith was with God. Instead, he chose to rely on God's hands of favor. When Ezra arrived in Jerusalem, like I mentioned earlier, he saw that many compromised their faith in God. And that's when Ezra went before God. He tore his clothes. He went on his knees. He wept before the Lord. And when the people saw him doing this, they actually began to repent of their sins, because they saw how sincere Ezra was in his repentance, because he was actually doing the confession of their sins before God. You know, he was taking on their sins and repenting to God.
Yes.
And when the people saw his sincerity of heart, they also came and they repented. So Ezra's prayer deeply moved the people. Okay, and that is when they came and they recommitted their lives to God. They repented before God, and they were once again brought back to purity and obedience to God's word and to the law of Moses. Okay, through Ezra's leadership, we are reminded about true restoration.
Yeah.
Okay, so restoration is not only building, rebuilding the walls with stone and mortar, but it is about rebuilding people's lives. And I think in the greater picture of life, that is what our mandate is here upon this earth, is to rebuild people's lives, you know. The temple stood in dignity. It was, worship was renewed, and the law was once again reinstituted as a central point in their lives. Okay. Ezra's role, I think in biblical terms, was to safeguard the covenantal law and to protect the law and to make sure that the people followed it wholeheartedly and diligently.
Yeah. Thanks, Pastor Cheryl. And I think as you were just describing how, especially when Ezra was really praying on behalf of the Israelites and the extent of their sinfulness and the extent of which he tore his clothes and all that, it does paint a picture of Christ as well, yes, in his continued intercession for the church. And even him, although Ezra didn't do this, but Christ, I guess, laid his life down. He actually did lay his life down for our sake and for everyone's sake. And I think we almost see that picture in Ezra into Christ as well.
Parallel.
Yes. Amen. And I want to then look at Nehemiah, and because he's seen as the builder of the actual physical walls. And maybe my question, I just wanted to be rooted within looking at Christ and how Jesus is that faithful rebuilder of broken walls. How does Christ do this in the life of a believer?
Okay. So as you know, we all know Nehemiah's role in rebuilding the temple.
Yeah.
Prior to that, Nehemiah was a cupbearer.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So he played an important role as a trusted position,
yeah,
in the king's court. He used his influence when he was asked to go and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Okay. When the king released him from his position as cupbearer, because you must know, before the king could taste of his wine or his food, Nehemiah used to sample it first. And there was anything poisonous, he would obviously be struck dead.
Yeah.
You know, so that was a very a trusted role that he played, and a very highly integrous role. So when he asked for the king's permission to go and rebuild the walls, he actually gained favor in the sight of the king, because the king released him and he said, Nehemiah, you go and rebuild the walls. And coupled with that, the king even gave him building materials and resources to go and build the walls. You know, the walls in building of the walls, it symbolizes security. Okay. So that was security from the enemy. And Nehemiah's greatest enemy was Sanballat.
Yes.
You know, the walls also symbolized identity.
Mm-hmm.
And what is our identity in Christ? Okay. Are we a true ambassadors for Christ? Do we play out that role, or do we hide behind the broken walls?
Yeah.
Okay. We all have broken walls in our lives, broken walls of relationships, broken walls of rejection, broken walls of disappointment. But you know, how do we manage that, and how do we come to God as our the link between man and God?
Yeah.
Because God needs to, we need to come to a place where we give God and surrender to Him totally. Nehemiah's work was not only construction, but it was restoration of God's people to their confidence and to their dignity. Okay. The wall gave the people of Israel their physical covering, but through the word of God, He brings spiritual covering.
Wow.
And I think that is what we all need in this time of our lives. We all need that spiritual covering from God through His word.
Yeah. And sure, that really is an important one, especially in how then, looking at it now, looking at those parallels between what Nehemiah did and Christ rebuilding those walls, and as you say, through His word, that's so important. And when we then, Pastor Cheryl, look then at the present time significance of Jesus being the rebuilder of these broken walls, what can we make of that? Like, how is that still relevant for us as believers living today?
Okay.
Yeah.
So Christ is our greatest redeemer.
Amen.
Okay. Of all times. I think He is also the greatest architect of our lives. Everything concerning us has been intricately, purposefully created in our lives. He knows everything about us. Okay. He knows the very hair upon our head. So I believe that we need to trust God in the process. We need to trust God that He will perfect not our plans, but His plans in our lives. Okay. Because the safest place to be is in the will of God. Mm-hmm. And I think if you are in the will of God, you know what? We can come to God and we can surrender to Him and we can ask God to rebuild the walls of our lives that have been broken down. And only God can do that. And that comes with having a personal relationship with Him, Minister Sinclair. It's not Christianity is not an easy road, you know. It's work, constant work. And I think we need to daily renew our minds through the reading of His word. You know, like Joshua 1 verse 8 says, and that is my favorite scripture. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that your life will be filled with good success and, you know, your heart will be guarded. God provides security for us, and the security we get is through His angels. You know, He assigns angels. There has been an angel assigned to us even before our birth. So God knows everything concerning our lives. God is the final restorer. There is nobody that can restore us and bring us to totality, bring us to that place of surrender other than God. And that comes with having a personal relationship with Him. Christ is our faithful rebuilder. Unlike humans, when Christ rebuilds our lives, it is perfected and it is eternal. Okay. He takes the ruins of sin and shame and He makes them into testimonies of grace. And I think that is so significant, because that is why the Son of Man came into this world, you know, so that we could be saved and set free from all our sin and damnation and condemnation, you know. So we are saved by His grace.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Cheryl. I mean, as you were speaking, and just when we were looking at Christ being that rebuild and that wonderful architect, as you've put it, I think about passages like, I think, Jeremiah 18, where He takes Jeremiah to the potter's wheel. And talks about how even though they may be broken, He's able to build them up again as long as they are clay in His hands. There's nothing that God cannot rebuild or remake and reshape back into perfection.
Absolutely.
So that's it's truly a wonderful testimony for us as believers to see that the same God who was faithful to Ezra in rebuilding the people's worship at the time is the same God that through Christ has restored our worship to Him when we were far away from Him. And then again in Nehemiah, rebuilding those walls. And I think I loved how you put that. It provides that security and even that wall provides our identity. Same way we're looking at Christ as well, who almost gives us that place of security within His will and that place of identity in His identity as well.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love that. Pastor Cheryl, thank you so much. I don't know if you've got any parting shots for us before we wrap it up, but I'd just like to give you that floor.
I just want to, you know, shout out there that lean on God. Because you can never go wrong. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him and lean on Him, because He will guide and direct your path. And God is the restorer of our faith. He's the restorer of the broken down walls in our lives. And through the broken down walls, we can have our connection made with God. And you know what? It's such a significant time. It's a month of love. And you know, what better way to showcase the love of Christ for us, you know, in sending His only begotten Son. John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. And thank you, Minister Zink.
Thank you, Pastor Cheryl. I think this was really, really good. And I pray that it was a blessing to you as well, as you were listening to us, as you were watching us, just really looking at the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, and how it really just points us to Christ being that faithful scribe who restores our souls, and being also that faithful rebuilder as well, who has rebuilt the broken walls of our lives and has built us in him as well. So go back home, read these passages. I think it would be very beneficial for us all if we just read this word together. And if you do have any questions, if you liked what you've heard, please put a like in all the places that you are listening or watching us. Put a comment as well. Share it with friends and let it be a blessing to them as well, as it has been a blessing to you. So thank you so much for giving us your eyes, your ears, your hearts. We pray that God will truly bless you. We'll see you next episode.